Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Here is your morning brief for Friday, August 12th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. The U.S. House of Representatives is set to pass Democrats' climate, health care, and tax package today and send it to President Biden's desk. While far smaller than they had originally envisioned, House Democrats have largely united behind the bill, which is titled the Inflation Reduction Act. Republicans, meanwhile, have cast the bill as harmful government overreach, saying it would do little to tamp down on price increases. The de facto leader of Samsung, Lee Jae-yong, is due to receive a pardon on Monday, according to South Korea's presidential office. Lee had twice been imprisoned for bribing the country's former president. The pardon of the Samsung scion has enjoyed widespread public support in South Korea. The country's big business groups welcomed the presidential pardon, though various civic groups issued a joint statement saying Korea prioritizes the economy over justice. And electric vehicle startup Rivian Automotive says its net loss in the second quarter nearly tripled to $1.7 billion. Those results further pressure Rivian to conserve cash and move quickly to fill customer orders. The company affirmed its 2022 production guidance of building 25,000 vehicles by year's end, but also forecast its operating losses are expected to grow. Markets in Asia ended mixed, and European shares were up in early trading. In the U.S., investors will be watching the University of Michigan's initial reading of consumer sentiment for August, which is due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.